जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी 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 जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदशत श्री श्रीमान कृष्ण कृपा श्री मूर्ति श्री भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम First Canto, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 41. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume स्नेहपाशमिमं चिन्दि दृढं पाण्डुषु वृष्णिषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्मन् विश्वमूर्ते स्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशमिमं चिन्दि दृढं पाण्डुषु विष्णुषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्मन् विश्वमूर्तेष्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशमिमं चिन्दि दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्म विश्वमुखे सुखेषु मे स्नेहपाशनमन्विषन्ति दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्म विश्वमूर्तेष्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशमिमं चिन्हि दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्म विश्वमूर्तेष्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशुमिमन्थिनि दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्म विश्वमूर्तेष्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशमिमं चिन्हि दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु माताजी अथ विश्वेश विश्वात्म विश्वमूर्तेष्वकेषु मे स्नेहपाशमिमं चिन्हि दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु word by word meaning atha therefore vishvesha O Lord of the universe vishvatman O soul of the universe vishvamurte O personality of the universal form svakeshu Unto my own kinsmen, may my snehapasham, tie of affection, imam this, chindi cut off, dridham deep, pandushu for the Pandavas. Vrishnishu, for the Vrishnis also. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. But the householders are sometimes obliged to ask favors from the Lord, being bound by the tie of family affection. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact and therefore she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. The Pandavas are her own sons and the Vrishnis are members of her paternal family. Krishna was equally related to both the families. Both the families required the Lord. Both the families required the Lord's help because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. Srimati Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas. But by doing so, her paternal house would be bereft of the benefit. All these partialities troubled the mind of Kunti, and therefore she desired to cut off the affectionate tie. A pure devotee cuts off limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. The typical example is the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of cultured rich families of the higher castes. But for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. The personality of Godhead as an ideal king showed this by example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection of his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. Such personalities as a brahmana, a devotee, a king, or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe, or the Lord of the universal mind, indicating His all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, it is sometimes experienced that the Lord, out of His special affinity towards a weak devotee, breaks the family affection by force of circumstances arranged by His all-powerful energy. By doing so, He causes the devotee to become completely dependent on Him and thus clears the path for going back to Godhead.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tum Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गण श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So we are almost coming to the last few verses of the most famous and so dear prayers of Maharani Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas and one of the exalted Vrishnis, relatives of Krishna. So there are so many aspects that come up so beautifully of the content of her heart in her words. Words are nothing but a vehicle of the emotions of the heart. A fool or a great personality is undetected till he opens his mouth, his or her mouth. Therefore it is said, silence is golden. Better to keep the mouth shut if you don't have anything better to say. Recently I came across two lines, a couplet in Urdu, which brought one aspect of Kunti's prayers very eloquently. So this verse goes like that. Ye mat kaho khuda se, ye mat kaho khuda se, मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी है। ये मत कहो खुदा से मेरी मुश्किलें बड़ी है, ये मुश्किलों से कह दो मेरा खुदा बड़ा है। इट्स नाइस टू क्लैप बट वेन वी आर फेस्ड बाय मुश्किल्स अनटिल एंड अनलेस वी आर कन्विंस्ड अबाउट द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड द एक्चुअल तत्व ऑफ द लॉर्ड the truth of the Lord, evam yoveti tattvatah. It's very difficult. We can be easily overwhelmed by the situations, the circumstances and the surroundings and lose focus on the goal of life. Obstacle is what we see when we lose track of the goal. In these two prayers, she begs this prayer and the next prayer, tomorrow's prayer. First, she is begging to remove all the obstacles. And in tomorrow's prayer, Toime Ananya Vishaya Matir Madhupate Asakrat, she is actually telling what I need to focus on. Pratikulya Sevarjanam in this shloka and in tomorrow's verse Anukulya Sankalpa. Ananya Vishaya, Anya Vishaya. I don't want any other subject matter other than connection to you, devotion to you, love for you, to serve you as the all in all and everything else in relationship with this. And if it is not in relationship with this, I have nothing to do with it. Easily said than done. But she's actually expressing. But to the extent we understand the greatness of the Lord, to that extent we can someday make these prayers with feeling and with full consciousness that Krishna can say tathastu. There are three aspects of the Lord. The omnipotency of the Lord, the omnisciency of the Lord, or His being everywhere, and all loving. If we are convinced about these three things, He is all powerful, He is all knowing, and He is all loving, then in mushkilon se keh do ki mera khuda bada hai. If He is all powerful, what's difficult for Him to remove these obstacles? Okay, He's all powerful, but probably He doesn't know. No, He is all knowing. Vedaham samatitani, vartamanani, bhavishyanti, bhutani. If he's all powerful, if He's all knowing, still He allowing, maybe He doesn't love me. He has a grudge against me because I didn't complete my 16 rounds last night. Is He a sadist? No, He's all loving. Aho bakiyam sarakal. Pure devotees of the Lord faint by hearing this verse. That He gave mother's position in the spiritual world to a lady, a demoness, whose only intention was to suck or to kill Him by feeding Him poison. Really, if we understand tattvataha, we should faint. The mere fact that we are not fainting and only sleeping, even in this world, shows a long way to go. So, she knows. And therefore she is, this is coming straight from her heart. It's very interesting that she is telling, cut off my family tie with whom? The Pandavas. Who, actually according to in South India, Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes in Manashiksha, there is a verse, another verse of Mahajans. We have heard the Bhagavat verse of the 12 Mahajans. But there is another verse, and there are many Mahajans. So, Prahlada Narada Parashara Pundarika Vyasambarisha Shukashaunaka Bhishma Dalbhyam Rukmangado Dhava Vibhishana Falgunadin Punyan Imam Paramabhagavatam Namami. I am offering my respectful obeisances to this Punyamidam Paramabhagavatam. This is Pratas Maraniya personalities. First thing in the morning, one should remember these Bhagavatas. Who? Prahalada, we all know. Narada, Parashara, father of Vyasadeva. Pundarika, another great devotee. Vyasa, Ambarisha, Shuka, Shaunaka, Bhishma, Dalbhyan, another sage. Rukmangada, another great personality. Vibhishana, Phalgunadin, Phalgun, that is Arjun, In the Manushiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami says, just remember these powerful personalities. If you want to kick away all the unwanted things in your heart, just remember these personalities. They are like powerful forces. Krishna, Surya, Sama, Maya, Andhaka. Similarly, empowered by the Lord, these personalities are like that. And one of them, and all the Pandavas are like that, practically. And she's telling, cut off my family tie with Arjun. Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev. Even Bhishma, family tie. So why is she asking this? It is said in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Kapil Muni is instructing his mother Devahuti, he expresses the nature of this attachment. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduhu. Prasangam. Prasangam means attachment. Sangat sanjayate kama. Whatever you associate, that kind of desire. Whomever you associate, that kind of desires we develop. Prasangam ajaram. It never grows old. It's ever fresh. It's ever increasing. Ajaram. Pasham. But it's very entangling. It's extremely powerful source of bondage in this world. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduhu. Great souls have said, the learned personalities have expressed, for the soul, the biggest reason for entanglement since time immemorial is just the attachment. So, prasangam ajaram pasham kavayo atmayo atmano vidu. But then in the next verse, it gives a solution. Sa eva sadhushu kruto mokshadwaram apavratam. But the same attachment, when it is inculcated or imposed or invested in a holy person, in a pure soul, who is completely connected with the Lord, then mokshadwaram apavratam. What does that mean? Attachment is not bad. Attachment is a nature of the soul. If you have no attachment, we will go crazy. A soul cannot... Attachment means, if there is consciousness, there is going to be attachment. Only unconscious rock or a dead table or this dead mic stand has no attachment. Kahan bhi dalo khade rahega bas. For thousands of years it will be standing. Some beautiful lady holds it, it doesn't get agitated. An ugly fellow tears it apart, koi fark hi nahi padta, ki fark padta hai? Because it is dead, it has no feelings, it has no consciousness. But when that attachment of a pure spirit soul that all of us are is fixed on anything mundane, anything material, which is asat, temporary, achit, ignorant, and nirananda, the source of misery, it is only a question of time that you will be miserable. And if you still don't give it up, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare shayanam. As long as you kind of hold it on to it, you continue on your sojourn in this material world. Anadi karma phale, padi bhavaranam jale, na dekhi tarivare, na dekhi upai. So, Material consciousness means when the pure soul is attached to matter. And attachment to anything spiritual is Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is the Supreme Spirit. So to become Krishna consciousness means to become attached to Krishna or anything in relationship to Krishna. So the Pandavas and the Vrishnis, most of the Vrishnis, are intimate associates of the Lord, who are dependent devotees of the Lord, who are eagerly waiting in Dwarka. It's like a dead body waiting for the soul to return. In the later chapters, we will hear, as soon as Krishna entered the Dwarka and heralded his presence by, you know, blowing the conch shell, instantly life came into the dead bodies of the Vrishnis. And she's telling, I don't want attachment to them. Give up my attachment to Vrishnis and the Pandavas. The first time I read Mahabharata, and the first time I read Bhagavad Gita, especially Mahabharata, especially the war and the way Arjuna was fighting, for days together, I had only one desire in my life. Everything else went into oblivion. Ek din Arjun ko dekhna hai yaar. Dekhne mein kaisa dikhta hai wo? Is he six-pack wala hai? Muscles? How will he look? Or is he powerful, but he's also very gentle? My only aspiration, Yudhishthir Maharaj, ye paancho Pandav aake khade ho jaye mere saamne, aur kuch nahi chahiye mere ko, ek darshan de de karo. I remember distinctly I had prayed for days together. Kya darshan hoga? Imagine, suddenly, you know, the door opens and one after another Pandavas walk in their full glory. You know, then all the Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, all the Mahajans walk in. Imagine, you know, what an assembly, and they start Harinam Sankirtan. Wow. So, and she's telling her, detach me. I don't want this. Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi. Cut down, we say. Dridham, and it is extremely intense. It's so intense, I can't cut it on my own. That's the nature. Why she is feeling so weak? I can't cut it on my own. It's too deep. It's like a root that has gone so deep, even if you chop off all the extras, again it grows. Little rain and again it grows. So that's the nature of this attachment. So deep. Tridham. The whole goal of our life is to develop attachment to these Mahabhagavats. And she's telling, cut it off. How do we understand this? This is what I was thinking when I read this verse. In the Vedic literatures, there are different shlokas for different folks. And there are different levels of elevation in the path of self-realization. It's like a flower appearing from a closed bud. A consciousness is like that. Sheyah Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. The soul, right now the soul is like a flower which is completely covered in a green color sepal, you know, like a bud. The red rose. Actually, when it first rises, you can't see the rose. You can just see a green stub, that's all. And then gradually the sepals separate and just open up a little bit, and the tip of that green bud, you can see a little tiny reddish, you know, bulge coming out. And then there is slightly grows bigger, 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 and eventually the red part becomes more, and this and the greener goes to the background. And eventually the flower blooms and blossoms fully. Practically the green sepals are not at all seen. It's completely covered over. And all that you see is a fully blossomed rose. Similarly, there are different stages of development of our consciousness. One is achhadita chetana. Achhadita means completely covered, like a rock, like a stone, completely covered. Even stones have souls. Mountains have souls, but it's so covered over. Then there are trees, they also have souls, but it's rarely, it's not fully manifest. They feel pain, they sense a little bit of light, but it's very, very dull. Achhadita. Then there is sankuchita. Sankuchita means narrowed chetana. Then there is udita chetana. Udita means little more, like the animals. They're more conscious. They're moving around. They're feeling a sense of pain and happiness. You can see it more. A dog becoming happy, wagging its tail. Then there is vikasita chetana, the human being. Especially when he takes up the process of Krishna consciousness as sadhana bhakti. Then cheto darpana marjan, really. And eventually when there is a natural, full-fledged manifestation of unalloyed, uninterrupted, pure love for Krishna, fully manifest, prema bhakti, from sadhana bhakti, the bhava bhakti, and then essentially prema bhakti, it's like full-fledged blossom of the rose, of the consciousness. From the achhadita chetana to the full-fledged prafullita chetana, fully blossomed, there are different stages. And the Vedic literatures, Maya Mugdha Jiver Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan Jivere Kripai Koila Krishna Veda Puran. On our own we can never understand who is Krishna. Achintya Guna Swarupam. And therefore, he has given us the Shabda Praman, the Vedic literatures. And in the Vedic literatures, there are different levels of instructions for different levels of people. There is karma, then there is jnana, then there is ashtanga, then there is bhakti. And so, there are so many rules and regulations. But, certain rules and regulations that today is extremely important to us. Probably few years later, something else becomes important and this becomes slightly less important. At one time, Prabhupada told his disciples, eat till you fall. Prasad. Eat till you fall, literally. And you keep this gulab jamuns and people would... And then they fall and next day morning they would get up, Mangalarti, chalo abhi aaye, uthaiye to, karke jayenge. So, we have heard these stories. How true it is, don't know. But the fact is, khilate the khub. At the same Prabhupada, at later stage said, hey, Bhadana khaibe yaar, bhadana paribe. And then someone raised his hand. Prabhupada, you said that you should eat till we drop. Prabhupada said, you followed when I told that, isn't it? Now you follow what I'm telling you. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitti Dekho. Rules and regulations are like the skin of the banana. The skin of the banana is very important before you peel it. because it protects the banana. But when, especially when it is unripe, it protects actually the banana from, you know, rotting and getting exposed to the elements and getting spoiled. But when it becomes ripe, then you should peel it. And after relishing the banana, then you don't say, isko main kaise fekun? Throw it. Discard it. Its use is gone. Lord Chaitanya, when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai about the goal of life, I mean, Ramananda suggested Varnashram Dharma. Lord Chaitanya said, Eho Bahya, Aage Koho Aar. Eho Bahya? Chaturvarnya Maya Sushtam Guna Dharma Vibhagasha. Krishna is telling, I have created this. And the same Lord is telling in the form of his devotee, Eho Bahya, Aage Bolo, Aage Bolo. Why? At one time, that is extremely important. It's like I give this example of a satellite or a rocket that, you know, a satellite that is being thrown into the space. It is attached to some kind of rocket boosters. Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. So the stage 1 blasts, and that blast pushes the booster. You know, it's like a boost to the rest of the rocket to actually go high in the sky. And when it almost like loses that velocity, another one breaks. And then again it goes up. And a third one breaks. Before it pierces the atmospheric level and then goes into the, you know, beyond the atmospheric pressure. And it is free to float around. See, the material conditioning is considered like the atmosphere which pulls us down. Tarmadhe jihvati lohomai sudarmati takejita kathina samsare. It pulls us down. The matter is dead and therefore it pulls us down. Spirit is alive, therefore it pushes us up. And it's a struggle between matter. So as long as we have any connection with matter, it matters a lot. People say matter doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter when you're beyond the atmospheric level. Till then, it does matter. So, Varnashram, or all the rules and regulations, is actually a support system for actually taking us above. But the same support system, at another time, becomes a burden. That is why Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita uses one word to explain this. Niyamagraha. Niyama. And niyama in the beginning is supportive to push us up. But after, but just like, you know, you have a disposable time of food packets when you which carry food. After you eat it, dispose of the bag. It's very important before that. But after you take it, then it has to be disposed of. Or climbing a staircase. While climbing the staircase, first step is actually, if you want to rise from the ground level to the first step, you first ground yourself on the ground and then pick one step and put it on the first step. It's elevation. So first step helped you to elevate yourself. After that, remove, after thoroughly, firmly being fixed on the first step, remove the previous step which was on the ground and put it on the second step. After putting that, remove the first step. Don't be attached. If you become attached to the first step, even after you put one step on the second step, then that becomes agraha, rule just for the sake of following. And that is like an anchor which pulls you down. But at one stage, it was helping us to go up. At one stage, it's not to be criticized. That step is there for someone else to climb up. At one time it was relevant to me. So at one time, we can pray, I want association of devotees. Which is very good. But if that association is becoming very, very mundane, very, very materialistic, very, very superficial, external, ritualistic, then that can act as a barrier to move forward. Few days back, our Purushottam Prabhu gave a brilliant explanation on this one statement of familiarity breeds contempt. Even Uddhava, out of his love, says that because Krishna appeared amongst the Yadus thought, just like Ivodupa, just like a fish is in the ocean, and the moon also appears to rise from the ocean. But the moon is transcendental. It's not a part of the ocean, but it appears to rise from the ocean. And the fish thinks, ye apna cousin hai. The moon is not a cousin of the fish. Similarly, Krishna Chandra appeared as one of the Vrishnis, one of the Yadus. One devotee once asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, we have heard familiarity breeds contempt. And you are telling us to associate with devotees. How do we know that our familiarity is not breeding to contempt? So, Maharaj very nicely answered. He said, familiarity breeds contempt when sense gratification is the center of the relationship. What I can get from this relationship? What's in it for me? Because of the self-interest. It's my family, it's my children, it's my paternal home. Inko karo to unko takleef, unko bolo to ye takleef. She was torn apart. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Mamaka Pandavas chayu. That's why Dhritarashtra suffered throughout his life. Mamaka Pandava. He didn't, seat on any other platform other than the material, temporary, bodily platform, which has to lead to misery at the end. Pain at the end. Suffering at the end. So, but the same familiarity breeds intimacy, affection, and respect when Krishna is the center. So then the devotee asks, Maharaj, what do you mean by keeping Krishna in the center of the relationship? Keeping Krishna in the center of the relationship means, in this relationship, how can I serve to assist and help that individual? How we can inspire, assist, encourage each other to come closer to Krishna? And for that, anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulyasya varjanam. However worshipable that personality is, if that association is taking you away from Krishna, Bhishma Drona Pramukhataha Sarvesham Cha Mahikshitam, and Arjuna is telling, Nai, ye mere Bhishma Pitama, ye mere. Forget it. You have to suppose to do what is right, what is helpful, and what is beneficial for them. Otherwise, you are doing disservice. That familiarity will breed contempt. That familiarity will only pull you down. It will not push you up. And therefore, etiquettes are created. Etiquette, again, etiquette is also simply a rule. We are not supposed to face the back to the Lord. We are not supposed to face our feet to the Lord. What's the purpose? He's a great personality. To be conscious that you are in a place where he's the Lord. This is his house. This is his darbar. And if he's being glorified, then it doesn't matter. But in his presence, if you are glorifying someone else, that's an offense. That is defeating a very purpose. Again, Niyamagraha. Smartavya satatam Vishnur vismartavya na jatuchit. Sarve vidhini shedhyasyu etayoreva kinkara. Once we understand that spirit, then it is perfect. So, coming back to this particular, when those things are kept alive with consciousness as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, that's Krishna consciousness. To be conscious about the essence of the scriptures while following the rules and regulations. Then rules and regulations assist us to move up. If it is unfavorable, reject it. If it is favorable, accept it. If it is unfavorable, however pleasing to the mind, the senses, and the ego, reject it. And if it is favorable, however austere to the mind, intelligence, and the ego, accept it. This is tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhyet. The real tapasya is to, even if Pandavas and Rishis are very dear to me and even they are great devotees, but if my relationship with them is on the bodily platform, then it will become an obstacle. Why? Why will it become an obstacle? As soon as you consider yourself the body, immediately, I like, I don't like. Body becomes the center, not Krishna becomes the center of a relationship. And if body becomes the center of the relationship, what pleases the body are my friends. What displeases the body are my enemies. What pleases the senses are favorable objects. What displeases the senses are unfavorable. What's pleasing to the mind is anukul. What displeases the mind and the mind is chanchala. Today it likes something, but doesn't like. What is pleasing to the ego? This is my friend. What displeases the ego? This is my enemy. But as soon as soul is the center, then immediately it goes into another realm. It goes into another realm of existence. And she is recognizing this. She is recognizing this. And it is a very, very advanced level. Right at this stage, why can't we pray this? If we do this, we will be finished. We will have no association. Just like if you have 1 kilo of dirt and you go to the corporation dustbin where tons of dirt is there and you put that dirt, nobody notices it. But the more you start cleaning a room, even a little speck of dust stands out. Similarly, as the devotee advances and tries to purify his existence, something that was very, very favorable at one particular time, because it was helping, now seeing the anarthas, and if something is facilitating that, you may say, I don't want it. At one time, anything that came, Mahaprasad, was actually, you know, like Sunday hoya Monday. Bhuka hoya nahi bhuka. Prasad khalo. Kal tak bikal mile ya nahi mile. Agle apte tak mile ya nahi. And at that time, better than eating nonsense. And now when He becomes senior devotee. All prasadam comes right at your doorstep. Tulsi de do bas. Kyun? Kyunki abhi jyada prasad khaya na. Wo mehenga pad sakta hai baad. What is atyahar? If it is affecting your sadhana, that is atyahar. At this stage. What is prayas? Any even apparently a preaching endeavor, if it is affecting your basic sadhana, it is prayas. Even though it may be very glorious effort. Because if you can't sustain it, what's the point? What is prajalpa? Anything that is basically affecting my practice to achieve my goal. It may be a very pious act. It may be a spiritual act apparently. But probably I need to do this at this stage. So, this is the very reason why Ramanujacharya left to take sannyas. And this is the reason why Srivas Thakur or Advaitacharya never left their home. Srivas was in the family, but when the son died, he said, shh, don't disturb. Advaitacharya was attached to his son. When they were dancing in that Gundicha in front of Narsingha temple and Achyutananda fainted, Advaita was crying. Like a person extremely attached. One son, Gopal, fell down, unconscious. Practically they thought, they will sing Narsingha Arati, nothing is happening. In front of Narsingha, Mahavishnu is singing. And nothing is happening. Advaitacharya is crying. Lord Chaitanya held his hand on Gopal. Hey, utho Gopal. Gopal got up. And Advaitacharya was so happy. Was he attached? Yes, 100%. But that wasn't attachment. That was attachment because, why Ramachandra Kaviraj, today is his disappearance day? Ramachandra Sangam Age Narottamadas. He's telling, in his absence, Pashane Kutibo Matha Anale Pasibo. By losing that association, I want to hit my head on the stone and push my head into the fire of separation. This is attachment. But this attachment is actually favorable. This is anukula. Machitta, madgata prana, bodhayanta parasparam, kathayanta shumam nityam, tushyanti charamanticha. But if that same attachment is causing on this material platform, if that attachment is causing disturbance, that means there is some material element there, some self-interest. It's not Krishna's interest purely. There is some self-interest. And therefore, it's just like Prabhupada says, take two stones and put it in the lake, like a mirror-like lake, at two different places. Every ripple will clash against every other ripple because there are two different centers. But if you take 100 stones and put it in the same place, ripples will not crash because there is only one center. So in this connection, the beautiful example Srila Prabhupada is giving, sometimes I tell, this is my thinking. Sometimes people say, mool shlokas. Let's hear the original verses. Well, it's very difficult to understand. Why is Kunti asking for detachment from Pandavas and Vishnus? Exalted devotees of the Lord, worshipable personalities, whose association is hankered by even Naradji. He comes in the Pandava's house simply to get the association of Krishna and all the other devotees. Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Another thing, amazing thing about Srila Prabhupada's purport in parampara, in a way, it's like mother's milk for sadhakas like us. These purports are like mother's milk, which actually is just rightly made for nourishing us. It's sometimes the main verses can be like paneer. Paneer is good. But you're a newborn child. If he takes 20 grams, it will release 40 grams. Because of indigestion, whatever inside, that also goes away along with the 20 grams. Sorry for using this example. But we can't digest. It's more bewildering, confusing many a times. Many a times, not every time. Srila Prabhupada, one statement, it's like Bhurijan Prabhu, he says, if you read Prabhupada's book, he calls it as prayerful reading. If some of you are, you know, I can't manage the book, take it, you know, seeing the Bhagavatam in the rack, you know, it's good as it is. You know, at least it shows to people who visit, aap bade intellectual lagte hain. Aap to shastron ka. It's like this only. You know, all being put to display. Ultimately, many a times I go to some houses and I say, I want to tell you something. Can you give the fourth canto? And they give me and I have to open the plastic cover. You know. The only cover they have opened is first canto. And that too get signature from somebody. Not after that. So, he said prayerful reading. Suppose you systematically you can't read all the 12 cantos. Forget it. Close your eyes. This is your puja. This is your worship of the scriptures. Just go, offer your respects to the Bhagavatam. Pick any canto. Aankh band karke haath dalo. Jo nikla chalega. Uske baad, aankh band karke kholo. Jo paragraph khola chalega. And you just pray. Krishna, please. You are not different from Srimad Bhagavatam. You are not different from each of the verses, each of the words. And the purports are the ecstatic bliss. The nectar of the great acharyas who have chewed the remnants. And these are their few, you know, remnants that are sprayed out. Let me drown in this. With a prayerful mind. Any purport, pick it up and read. And it will say, Mere liye hi bola hua lag raha hai. So he said, if you have 10 minutes, if you have 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just pick up anything. Pray to Krishna. This is called prayerful reading. I am fool number one. I don't know anything. I don't know what I'll read. I don't even remember after 5 minutes what I read. Chalega, right now, like a drowning man takes shelter of a rope that is thrown to him. I am drowning in this well of material existence and Srila Prabhupada, Acharyas have thrown this rope. Murk, pakad isko. Just hold it. Even if in this helpless mood of taking shelter of these words, it's not about the words. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantiti. Krishna, who's seated in the heart, he sees the intensity, the sincere desire to take shelter of Krishna in the form of his instructions. Any word from that particular book, it's like a password which will open a file of realizations in your heart. Because I am seated in everyone's heart. From me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Of course, use your intelligence. But if nothing, begin here. So, then he says, the reason why I quoted this, he says, sometimes you're reading and one statement, one phrase strikes you as, wow, kya bola hai. He said, you have picked a jewel from the gold mine or from the diamond mine. Pick it up and note it down somewhere. Read it. Think about it. Ruminate over it. Meditate upon it. Sincerely pray to apply it in your life. You become a rich man very soon. The richest person. Because each of these statements. So what I gathered from this, I just would like to share. Just one statement. It's like worth its weight. The whole Bhagavatam's weight. You know, compared to some kind of a diamond that you keep. So please listen to this. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. What a statement. What a statement. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. It's not to cut off that. You broaden it so much that it goes into its proper what it deserves. Proportion. It's proportionately important. Earlier it was full important, but now it is proportionately. I once went to Aurangabad to one engineering college to give a talk. Many years ago, in the 90s, I went to give a talk and the principal called me and started blasting me. I said, "Kya hua bhai? Time pe aaya hu main. Topic taiyar karke aaya hu." Well, Swamiji, why don't you put some sense into the head of these children? Bola, sab mere ko gaali nahi, kisi aur ko gaali de rahe. Scolding someone else. I asked, "Kya ho gaya?" "Oh, yesterday one boy jumped from the 6th floor and committed suicide." "Kya ho gaya? Result aaya?" "Bola, haan, result aaya." "Fail ho gaya?" "No. He got lesser than what he expected. He got very good marks actually. But he got lesser than he just came out and jumped out of the floor." "So basically, why don't you put some sense into their head?" "Bola, abhi bola bhai, you're just telling me now." I said, "You do one thing. You call all the students of the college. And you give me 10 minutes. I have to prepare myself. Man, you give a different topic, you give down. You gave me something else. And now we're changing the topic." So 1,500 people or something, big, or more than that actually, in a quadrangle, they gathered. And I was like praying. I went into a room close by myself. And I prayed, "Krishna, please, Srila Prabhupada, put the right word in my mouth that it may inspire them and satisfy the principal." "Usko kya chahiye mujhe nahi maalum, wo gusse ko gaali de raha wo." And bachche bichare taras rahe hain. Suicide nahi karna chahiye. Kuch to bolo. "Please, Krishna. Nimitta matra bhava. You make me an instrument of your compassion." And I had no idea what I'm going to speak. I still went and stood there. And suddenly, Dadami Buddhi Yogam, I said, "Can you imagine all these children are sitting, all students are sitting there, young girls and boys." And I said, "How big is the sun?" Not S-O-N, S-U-L. "How big is the sun?" And everyone is like, "Topic kya hai? Bolne wala kya hai?" Then one person said, "So many times bigger than the earth." And then I said, "How big is a 1 rupee coin?" At that time, 1 rupee coin used to be a little bigger. Now it is lesser than 4 annas also. It used to be a little bigger. So somebody said, 1 inch diameter or whatever. I said, "Can a 1 rupee coin cover the sun?" No, sir, no. I said, "Yes. If you bring the coin too close to your eyes, it can even cover the noonday sun." So similarly, human form of life is as precious, as rare, and as valuable as the noonday sun. And your results put on A4 size paper, does that become so important, so overwhelming, that instead of 9-2, you got 2-9. You should not get, of course. But instead of 9-2 or 2-9, by mistake or by whatever, will you give up your life? How much out of focus? What kind of priorities? How much, you know, your whole perspective is displaced wrongly. Is human value can be judged simply by one particular numbers that you get in a particular test in one particular subject? Is that what life is meant for? And this is only because when on the bodily conception, our whole focus becomes aham mameti. Me and mine, everything else is secondary. Sarva dharman parityaj. And for that sake. But when we see sarushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam, if we keep that as the center and anything favorable accept, anything not favorable, of course, artificially, prematurely, we cannot imitate on a platform that we are not. We can't sustain it. That is why one has to be humble enough to understand by one's own deep contemplative intelligence and through proper guidance to understand one's adhikar. What stage am I actually capable now? Where do I fit in? And if we have that sincerity, every scripture, every sincere person that we approach, every element of creation will speak and give us the proper direction. If we are ready to accept it, and if our intention is also pure, if it's not what we want to hear, that requires detachment. That requires humility. That requires sincerity. And then every element of creation. In the 11th canto, here is a person, because of his purified and sincere and eagerness to understand, he had 24 gurus. But he exactly took what was necessary for him. And another amazing thing, a pure devotee cuts off limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. So it is not to benefit others that we are actually extending ourselves. This holier than thou attitude is what kills our enhances our ego. We are doing it for our benefit. We are doing it for our survival. We are doing it as an order given by the higher authorities, as a servant, simply to tick off on the paper. I went out like a kabaddi player. You have to go, touch the line and come back. That's all. In the process, if someone benefited, Prabhuji, aap kab diksha denge, boliye na. Aapke alawa main kisi aur se nahi lunga. This is the most intoxicating kind of statement when you start preaching in LSS. I don't know what would have happened to me if you had not come in my life. So now these are some statements which are actually convinces us. Oh, this person has really realized my Mahabhagavat status. We are just doing it for our survival. ऐसे ऐसे हाथ पैर मार रहा था तो दूध में से मक्खन निकल गया. मक्खन नहीं निकालना था कृष्ण को ऑफर करने के लिए गोपी मक्खन ऐसा नहीं निकाल रहा था. This frog had fallen in the milk pot and he was not able to reach out. So he was drowning. The other fellow gave up. One frog, nahi, kisi ne bola. He was hitting. Suddenly, from the milk, butter began. Then he sat on the butter and jumped out. So our preaching is like that. It was not done to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. It was, mar jaunga nahi to main, haath pair nahi mara to. Because Mahaprabhu said, prithvi che, what is that, jare dekho tare ko. Pushula hai nahi suna, jare dekho tare ko. So, naturally, sometimes people are put out. What is going to be? What do they start thinking? We don't have the adhikar, we don't have the realization, we don't even have the understanding. That word preaching is just sharing our good fortune with few others who at all want to appreciate it and want to take it up. And in the process, if they pray, some benefit will come. Bonus. So, this is the mood. And another one last thing I would like to share. An amazing statement. Okay. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. A brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. Can you imagine? Even a devotee of the Lord. Without giving up the family affection, narrowing down to that, not by cutting it off, but by widening the scope of one's activities. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. That Vasudha can be at least your neighborhood to begin with. But the idea is broaden. You know, there are two circles. Which is long, which is short. And there's illusion, optical illusion. You extend this and other one will become small automatically. Param drishtva nivartate. Because brahmana means padan patan yajanjanan dana pratigraha. Public leader means one has to actually, because if you are always thinking about your interest, you can't see the other person's full genuine interest, real interest. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. The real interest is how that person's connection to Krishna can be revived. So there was Dhritarashtra and there was Vidura. Both loved Arjuna. Both loved Duryodhan. Actually both loved. But their love was sky apart because of their consciousness. So many people loved Ravan. The whole kingdom loved. Mandodari loved. Vibhishan loved Ravan as much as anyone else, practically more than anyone else in Lanka. But he loved Krishna, he loved Ram, he loved Dharma more than Ravan. Therefore, he actually did thing that is actually beneficial for Ravan. Whether he appreciated or not, that's another thing. So keeping Krishna's interest and then that interest actually gives the energy to detach in a healthy way. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsitara jalakshmi dharmishtha aryavachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daitayepsitabandhavat vande maha purushate charanaravindam. Glorifying Lord Chaitanya in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Karabhajan Rishi says, what is that thing that Lord Chaitanya showed his love for the whole conditioned souls by expanding his family and which appeared like he renounced his immediate family? Tyaktva, he gave up. Sudustyaja, very difficult to give up. Rajya Lakshmi, you know, kingdom, a great kingdom of wealth. Dharmishtha. Why? Because he wanted to follow the path of dharma. Arya Vachasa, on the instruction of an elderly person. Yad Agad Aranyam, who went into the forest. And what did he do there? Maya Mrigam. You know, running after the conditioned souls. Daitaya, out of affection for them. Ipsitam, and to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Anvadhavat, he ran like a madman. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. And our acharyas explain in the purport that this verse, this is exactly the spirit of this prayer, is there in this verse. This is why even the Lord appears. This verse, if you have Ram in your mind, Lord Ram, then it is Ram Leela. If you have Krishna in your mind, it is Krishna Leela. If you have Chaitanya, it is Chaitanya Leela. Having Ram in the mind, Tyaktva Sudustya Jasuret Sitaraj Lakshmi, the whole kingdom of the earth as a kingdom, I know, in Ayodhya, about to be enthroned as the king. Dharmishtha, because he wanted to establish Dharma. Arya Vachasa, on the request of Kaikeyi. Yadaga Dharanyam Dandakaranyam. Maya Mrigam Daitayet. Maya Mrigam, the Maricha, who came as a deer. Daitaya Ipsita, desired by Mother Sita, Anvadhavat. He ran behind the deer. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. This is Ramlila. If you have Krishna in mind and read this, Tyaktva Sudustya Jasurepsita Rajya Lakshmim, born in Mathura and instantly left Mathura, the kingdom of Mathura. He could have killed Kamsa, immediately taken the kingdom. He left that. Dharmishtha, again, because he had to establish Dharma. Arya Vachasa, on the request of Devaki and Vasudev. Yadagad Aranyam, Vrindaranyam. He went to Vrindavan. Maya Mrigam. He became like a doll. In the hands of whom? Daitaya, all the loving devotees, the gopas, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Shrimati Radharani. He became like a dancing doll. Anvadhavat, whatever they said. Hey, go there. He ran there. Come here. He came here. He became like a dancing doll in their hands, out of their love. Vande Mahapurushate Charanarvind. If you take Lord Chaitanya, Tyakva Sudustya Jasurep Sitara Jalakshmi, gave up extremely loving mother, such chaste and beautiful wife, such loving associates who were able to tolerate the suffering of this death of their children just to give pleasure to him. Srivas Thakur. Dharmishtha, because Dharmishtha, Arya Vachasa, on the curse of a Brahmana who said, you lose your material life and go away. Yadagad Aranyam, he went into Dandakaranya, what is that? Jharkhand forest. And what did he do there? Ran in the South India, this in it, everywhere direction. Maya Mrigam Daitaya Invita Antadhavat. In the same spirit, following in the footsteps of these great personalities, even Srila Prabhupada did the same thing. Tyaktva Sudustya Jasurep Sitara Ajalakshmim. He gave up Vrindavan. People go, they want to give their body up in Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan. He was staying right at the center of the universe. Radha Damodar at the Bhajan Kutir and the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami Pad. Tyaktva Sudustya Jasurep. Very difficult to give up. He gave up. Why? Dharmishtha. He had a clear-cut understanding of what to do. Goal of life. Arya Vachasa, on the order of Bhakti Siddhanta, oh, you're an intelligent man. Take the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. Arya Vachasa, Yadagad Aranyam. What Aranyam? In New York, the concrete jungle. And what did he do there? Maya Mrigam Daitaya. Maya Mrigam means in the desert there, who are running after fleeting happiness of this world. Daitaya, with great, you know, compassion. Anvadhavat. Not only he ran, he flew all over the planet 14 times. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So this is the spirit of renunciation. Not to renounce anything, but to increase the field of activities. so that all other things is put in proper perspective. Not with a desire, we have compassion. It's not that we have compassion. Let's begin with compassion for ourselves. Let's be compassionate to ourselves. Please, but before be compassionate to yourself, know who you are. What the real self is. We have to be selfish. But before that, we have to know what self is. Not the body, we are the soul. And for that, you know, Mati Vidu Swarth Gatim Vishnu. For that sake, let us share our good fortune. And then we can be an ideal Brahmana, an ideal devotee, an ideal public leader, and who knows, if situations change in the world, you can be the ideal king. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.